From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. In connection with the search for homicide suspect Zachary Harrison, authorities have made some other arrests. While in the Blocksburg area, deputies made contact with three subjects associated with Harrison, two of whom had multiple warrants for their arrests. Deputies arrested 27-year-old Curtis Flowers of Fortuna, 27-year-old Sydney Ann Dunkelberger of Redway, and 35-year-old Jesse Herlick of Blocksburg. Flowers arrested on 6 misdemeanor warrants. Dunkelberger arrested on 3 misdemeanor warrants. Herlick was cuffed on fresh charges of possession of suspected heroin. All three booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Anyone with information on Harrison's whereabouts or related criminal activity should contact the sheriff's office. 15 days in jail, the term behind bars for Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley in connection with his DUI case. Wheatley has a prior conviction for DUI and pleaded no contest in connection with a DUI incident in which he was stopped just north of the Old Navy Base Road and arrested for an expired registration tag and suspicion of speeding. He was fined a total of $1,600. Wheatley's been ordered to surrender on April 21st to serve his jail sentence, and he must also complete a 9-month alcohol awareness program through the Department of Motor Vehicles. Bail lowered to $300,000 for a McKinleyville man who struck and killed a teenage girl while driving drunk. James Merrick had been held at $1 million bail following the incident that killed Tessa Ray Gingrich on December 14, 2016. She was walking with friends on Central Avenue when Merrick's vehicle struck her. He was on probation for alcohol-related reckless driving when that happened. Prosecutors have contended that Merrick tried to flee the scene. His attorneys say that did not happen. A fight between neighbors leads to one being shot in Mendocino County. Deputies went to Redwood Coast Medical Services and learned that there had been an altercation between two neighbors on the 38,000 block of South Highway 1 in Anchor Bay. One was shot by the other. Authorities say 62-year-old Paul Palestrini and Harry Miller, 69 years old, were in a physical altercation during which Miller shot Palestrini in the torso and Palestrini struck Miller with a shovel. The dispute was apparently over an easement on a shared driveway, both suspects receiving serious injuries. Authorities now trying to determine who was the primary aggressor in the incident. Arcata City Council hosting a special study session to talk about the Zero Waste Action Plan. There will be a conversation on the current diversion rate, trends, programs, and policies, an update on the progress of Arcata's Zero Waste Action Plan. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.